kid and sell them around Payson, and wasn't much doing, so we'd go in our Buick car. We'd take all this different kind of fruit we had and these watermelons, and we'd go down south, and I'd help him peddle those watermelons and those different kind of fruits that we had on the lot. That's what we did, try to earn a little money. And Dad, he'd always get the best kind of cows he could. And calves, he'd get calves and raise them. And then we had some other kind of chickens too. We had some little bandy hens, and they're so cute. They're little fuzzy brown chickens, you know. They're difficult. My dad, he got some homing pigeons. He got everything he could for his kids, Dad. And he got these homing pigeons, and we could you'd buy them up, and they'd go, and then they'd come back. And then he got us some rabbits once. And once he found a little black sheep, and he brought it home. It was a dogie, you know, the mother had gone off and left it. And he brought it home. This kid just loved that little black sheep. And we'd play with it. Then when it got growed up, he wanted to kill it, but we couldn't eat the meat. It's our pet. Oh, that's funny. And then we went to school at the Petite Meat School. And then when it was, my sister was 12 years old, and she'd had rheumatic fever, and her legs had gone stiff, just like a board. And on her birthday, Aunt Martha always had a birthday party for us kids on her birthday. And it was Margie's birthday. My sister's name was Margie Jean Hall. And it was her birthday, and the folks had gone somewhere. And I was afraid maybe they wasn't going to get back in time to have the party. So we was kind of straightening up or something, you know, thinking about it anyway. And she got really sick, and she lay down on the couch, and I called a doctor, and the doctor came and examined her, and he said it's only a matter of time. And he made her go to bed. She laid in the bed for 6 months and 3 days, and then she died. And she, about 10 days before she died, she all swelled. She was so thin, but she swelled up. She had peritonitis. The body all swelled up. And she, when she died, the Relief Society came to my aunt's house, and they made her. Do you want to know that?
Mm-hmm.
The Relief Society teachers came and helped make her some beautiful clothes. They made her a dress, a pink dress with tears on the skirt and puff sleeves, I think. And my aunt got her some pearl beads, and they made her some little satin slippers. And they put stockings on her too. She looked so beautiful in the casket, because she just swelled up so that she looked nice, you know. She had dark hair. She had brown hair, brown eyes, and just slightly olive skin. And she was as tall as I was, 5'4" tall in the coffin. That's how tall she was. And a lot of people came to see her. We used to have the person in your front room room, you know, before the funeral. So they put her in our front room. Gee, they told me about cats. They sometimes eat them, you know. Scared me to death.